Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good, thank you.
I lost my place for it now. Hold on 1 second, sorry.
No worries.
I am trying to get a cost on
Okay.
a ring. Well, y'all having too much fun, man.
Yeah, you know, it's mid-afternoon. The sillies are coming out a little bit. Yes.
Time for a break.
Yep.
Shoot. Okay, here it is. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay. Well, I know it's 1.5 oval.
Okay.
Well, shoot.
What do you think, like middle of the road quality?
No, I've got the exact specs. I think it's bigger stones.
Oh, okay.
So, since I found this information, I'll go ahead and tell you. She's wanting to try to find another one like it. To do
okay.
a pair of earrings, or
oh,
she
okay.
wants to know what y'all will pay to buy back the stone, and she wants to buy two princess cut to do a pair of earrings. So that's where we're at.
Gotcha. I can tell you, if it was a certified diamond, as long as you got the original cert, and the stone's undamaged, then we will take it back on trade. But it's a one-for-one trade, so I won't be able to do a match set, like in terms of two princess cups. I can just do one stone it would apply to, but that new stone would have to be at least a dollar more.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay. So, I mean, the egg, like matching to that stone I can definitely do. But it depends on what the size of the princess is versus how much you paid for that oval.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find right now.
No worries.
I had everything together. You might know.
It is the season of things getting shuffled around.
Run around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Mm-hmm. I know. Has it been busy? That's good.
Not so much on the sales side, but custom.
Okay.
And
okay, good.
So we'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
How's the diamond business going?
It's been good. It's been a lot of bigger elongated fancies, so that's been really, really strong. We have a hard time keeping marquees in stock right now. And then it's also been, like, studs and tennis bracelets and then some necklaces as well, like Straight Line and Riviera.
Okay, here it is right here. So
mm-hmm.
it is a 1.50 SI2 G in color. I can give you the certificate number if you want it.
Let me try to look it up here real quick by the specs. Let's see. Oh.
We're talking back all the way in 2000.
Okay. Oh, that might have even been before we started the system we're at now, because I think we started that in 08. Yeah, I don't even see a 115 list, so I might have to have them check our records for it. But, yeah, do you have even our product number at all or no?
No,
or just the GI?
Laboratory report for the
okay.
EGL.
EGL? Okay. What's the number? And I can see if they can look it up.
2000-11446624.
Was it EGL International?
EGO, European Gemological Laboratory.
Yep, so that was international. Okay. I'll have to check with them on that. But do you have, like, the measurements and stuff offhand right now? So I can maybe see if I can match it at least
for
now.
Yeah, it's on the reports.
Unfortunately, EGL doesn't exist anymore, so I can't pull it up online.
I know. Oh, okay. So
I can't see what the measurements. Yeah, just at least the measurements and maybe the table.
Okay. Measurements are 8.73 to 6.26 by 4.03.
Okay. What is the table size? Did it say?
Table depth.
Yeah.
64.3%.
Okay. And let's see. Do you think it's like a good G or it's off? Do you think it was a good G or was it off?
Yeah, G to H, either one.
Okay. Because I'm going to, obviously with today's world, it's going to end up being GIA. So let's see. I might even pull up eye color just in case.
No, it's not that low.
No? Okay.
No. It's okay. G. H is the worst, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's see. So I have a... that's an SI1. Well, I'll start with this one, and then I'll see what else there is. But we have a 150H SI1 GIA that would match perfect. It's 872 by 6.31. by 4.07 millimeter, so it's pretty much spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And your cost is $67.88. Let me see what else we got.
And that was a SI-1?
SI-1H, GIA. Right at the second, I would say that would be my closest at the moment, but I can do further digging if I need to. So maybe start
yeah,
with
let me
this
just,
price?
Yeah, let me just start with this price just to
okay.
see where their thought process is. But
okay.
in the meantime, between now and the first of the week, if you could see.
Yep, I'm going to dig up the information to see how much it was and all that information. If you can also, while you're checking with her, when you're giving her the pricing, can you make sure that she has that original EGL? Because that'll be a key to the trade.
I have it here.
Oh, you actually physically. Oh, that's good. You keep it there. Sometimes clients lose them sometimes. So that's good.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Well, perfect. Well, let me know on that, and then I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Now, EGO, international, and they're both gone?
EGL USA is still going. I don't see them very often as much anymore as they used to be, but they're still going. It's just EGL Israel, which is international. It was the main international that was selling in the U.S.
Okay.
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 All righty.
Thank you.
Bye.